Welcome to the Why We Build podcast. Join Steve Wheeler and our host, Greg Waller, to explore the world of remodeling. Whether you're on the production team, design team, or managing the whole show, you can expect insights, tips, and stories that inspire and educate. So let's dive into the Why We Build podcast.
Welcome back to the Why We Build podcast, where we talk about people, processes, and purpose behind building better remodeling businesses. Now, today, I want to talk about one of the most powerful yet often misunderstood tools in our industry. That is the annual budget. It's that time of year again, and even here at Remodelers Advantage, we're deep in our own budgeting process, reviewing the past year, setting goals, forecasting revenue, and making the tough but important decisions that will shape next year's success. And while it's easy to think of budgeting as something only owners or CFOs do, I want to challenge that, because while it's primarily a leadership responsibility, every tactical team member, project manager, production manager, design manager, you name it, we all benefit from understanding how the budget works. Why is that? Well, it's because the budget doesn't just guide spending. It guides decision-making, accountability, and clarity across the company. And I'll go so far as to say this. If you ask me to name the two most important disciplines in a remodeling business, I'd say first, consistent marketing, and second, a well-built annual budget. Marketing feeds the pipeline. Budgeting ensures you build profitably and sustainably once the work starts. So let's dig into what makes a great budget, why it matters, and how you can make sure your company, no matter the size, treats budgeting as a cornerstone of its business rhythm. A lot of remodelers think of a budget as an accounting exercise, a spreadsheet you hand in to your bookkeeper and hope it looks okay. A true business budget is something much bigger. It's a strategic roadmap in numerical form. A good budget does three things really well. It creates clarity. It tells you exactly what success looks like in revenue, in margin, in overhead, in net profit. Without it, you're flying blind. You might feel busy, but you have no idea if you're winning. It builds discipline. You can't create a budget without reviewing your numbers, your job cost, your sales history, the margin slippage, even how many days a project really takes. That review builds accountability and forces better habits. And finally, it connects your vision to reality. A budget translates where we want to go into what will it take to get there. It's how you measure if your vision is actually achievable with your current people, processes, and production capacity. Now, at Remodelers Advantage, we like to think that systems create freedom, and the annual budget is one of those systems. It gives your business guardrails. It helps you make confident, proactive decisions instead of constantly reacting to surprises. And for many remodelers, that's the difference between another year of chaos and a year of controlled, profitable growth. Let's talk about who should be a part of the budgeting process. Now, typically, this is an ownership or leadership exercise. The owner, general manager, CFO, maybe the department heads. But here's where I want to push the envelope just a little bit. I think tactical leaders, the project managers, production managers, design managers, should absolutely understand the budget too. Now, why would this be? Well, because when they see how the numbers connect to the work, they start making smarter choices every day. Think about this. If a production manager knows the gross profit target for the year is, say, 33%, they're more likely to monitor job costs closely, protect those margins, and catch slippage earlier. If a design manager understands that sales goals are tied to marketing spend, they start caring about the lead quality and efficiency in the design process. Now, budgeting becomes culture. It builds ownership thinking throughout the company. So even if you're not sitting in the room when the budget is created, ask to understand it. Ask how your department contributes to the company's overall financial plan. Let's walk through what a remodeling company budget actually includes. At its simplest, it's made up of five major components. The revenue goals start with what you expect to sell and produce in the coming year. Produce is the key word here, because if we're only selling and not producing, then our revenue is going to drop off. Look at your backlog, your pipeline, and realistic capacity. Don't set a revenue goal based on what you wish you could do. Set it based on what your team and subcontractors can actually deliver. Now, direct costs. I call these the cost of goods sold. So do many other people. But these are the costs directly tied to producing the work. That's materials, your trade partners, your labor, job site expenses, permits. Track your actuals versus your estimated costs consistently throughout the year, throughout the project. Now, overhead. Now, this is a word, overhead, can feel heavy or even negative, but let's redefine it. Overhead isn't a waste, it's infrastructure. It's the cost of keeping your business running, serving clients, and supporting your field teams. Think of it this way. If direct costs build the projects, overhead builds the business. That includes things like office staff salaries, rent, utilities, insurance, marketing, software and systems, company vehicles, professional services. When you have a project coordinator or production manager salary, yes, maybe overhead, but that role adds value every single day by creating efficiency, quality control, and client satisfaction. So don't treat overhead as a burden. Treat it as a foundation for scaling your business. Good budget also considers when money moves. Remodeling is lumpy. Deposits, draws, retainage. You can make profit on paper and still have a cash problem if you don't plan for timing. All right, a few rapid-fire insights you can apply right away. Tip number one, budget for marketing like it's oxygen. If you stop marketing, your pipeline dries up. Set your marketing budget 3 to 6% of total revenue and track the return on investment by lead source. Tracking by your lead source is another great tool when you're looking down the road and maybe times are a little lean. Go back to those sources that were so prosperous in the times of boom. Now, number two, separate your labor burden from your job cost. What this means is be very specific with what your billing is. Include your payroll taxes, the benefits, vacation pay in your labor burden calculation. This is usually an extra 20 to 30, maybe even 50% beyond the base hourly wage. Tip number three, plan for owner's salary. Too many owners forget to include their full fair compensation in the budget. You're not a volunteer, you're an employee of your business. Tip number four, forecast by quarter, not just annually. Seasonality is real in remodeling. Lay out quarterly revenue and expense forecasts so you can track trends and adjust faster. Revisit quarterly. Don't let the budget collect dust. Set quarterly budget reviews, check your progress, adjust for reality, and keep it alive. Now let's talk about some of the traps remodelers fall into. Mistake number one is setting your revenue goals without checking capacity. If you don't have the people, the trades, or the systems to handle the work, that goal becomes a source of stress and not growth. Number two, underestimating overhead. People often try to keep overhead low by cutting support staff or marketing, which, you know, I disapprove of. It's like trying to save gas by removing the engine. Mistake number three, treating the budget as a one-time event. Budget should live all year. Review it, compare actuals to budget, and adjust as you go. Forecast, forecast, forecast. Always look ahead. You may have to make adjustments. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. But make sure you are adjusting as you go. Mistake number four, keeping it a secret. Now, when your team doesn't understand the numbers, they can't make aligned decisions. Share what's appropriate. Teach your managers what margin, markup, and overhead really mean. And mistake number five, confusing cash with profit. You can have profit on paper, but negative cash flow if receivables are slow or deposits are light. So plan for both. Here's the part we underestimate, and that's the cultural power of budgeting. Now, when your company operates with a clear, shared financial plan, dare I say transparent, everyone knows the goals. Everyone understands their role in hitting them, and everyone feels the momentum of progress. Budgets turn emotion into data. They reduce finger pointing and increase teamwork. They make meetings more productive because decisions are tied to facts. And for tactical managers, knowing your company's budget builds confidence. You're not just running the jobs, you're running part of the business. The mindset shift from employee to owner thinker is what separates good teams from great ones. As you listen today, maybe you're already in the middle of your own budgeting season, or maybe you've never formally built a budget at all. Either way, here's the takeaway. Budgeting isn't about predicting the future, it's about preparing for it. A great budget helps you know your numbers, lead your team with confidence, stay profitable in any market. Here at Remodelers Advantage, we're doing the same thing. We're aligning our goals, reviewing our programs, and making sure our resources match our mission to light the path of greater success for motivated remodeling professionals. If you're a part of a roundtable group, talk to your fellow peers about how to strengthen your budgeting rhythm this year. If you're working with a consultant, use your professional service credits to get some dedicated time on this. It's one of the best investments you can make. Because when you know your numbers, you control your destiny. And that's the kind of business and life that's worth building. Thanks for listening to the Why We Build podcast. If this episode got you thinking differently about your numbers or gave you that nudge to start your budget, let me know. Send me a message at greg@remodelersadvantage.com. I'd love to hear how your company approaches budgeting and planning for the year ahead. And remember, marketing fills your funnel, but budgeting keeps the fuel flowing. Build your plan, lead with clarity, and keep building something worth being proud of. Until next time, I'm Greg Wallach, and this is the Why We Build podcast.
That's it for this episode of the Why We Build podcast. We hope you found something valuable to take back to your team. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. Please send in your ideas for future episodes. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. If you want more information about our roundtables program, production manager groups, design manager groups, consulting services, or any of the Remodelers Advantage offerings, please visit remodelersadvantage.com or email greg@remodelersadvantage.com.